two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Ben Bywater, product of Olympus High School.
Yes.
This is a fun thing for us. Ben, you're one of those guys who stepped up last year. BYU linebacker, by the way. And you had over 100 tackles last year.
Yes, sir.
And you walked in. It was a bummer of a situation to have a lot of the leadership go away.
Yeah.
But guys like you stepped up. How much did your game improve last year just being able to get the reps that you did?
Absolutely. I mean, that game one versus Arizona, I actually started at that rover spot at the boundary, right? So I started the first 2-3 games at the boundary spot.
What did they call it, though, back then? Was that one of the
It's called rover.
It's called rover.
Yeah,
okay.
that Frodo spot, I mean, I don't
We bagged it?
Yeah, so I was playing that boundary spot, and then obviously when Keenan went down, earlier that year, Coach Kloon was like, hey, Ben, I need you to learn everything. And I was like, absolutely. Like, I just wanted to be that guy, like a utility guy. Like, if anybody went down, I was like, I'm next man up regardless, you know.
Sure.
So it worked out. It worked out. Unfortunate for Keenan. But, I was more than happy to step in that middle linebacker role and play the rest of the season there.
So much is being talked about how much depth there is on the offense and how explosive it is. Where is the defense this year? Where are you guys? You're kind of maybe overshadowed a little bit, but I don't think you really like that. So where is the defense?
Defense looks good right now. I'm going to be real. Especially with Keenan and Payne coming back, it's going to be fun. And so, but obviously, I want our offense to ball. Because I feel like in years past, like the OUD is always kind of, has been solid. So this year, linebacker wise, we're good. And the secondary, we're good as well. So. It's all going to be about staying healthy and then your week-to-week preparation. You know what I'm saying?
How much does Kalani stick his nose into things?
Oh, he can't help
does
it,
he,
right?
Does he, like, does he poke
well,
in the meeting room?
He's a defensive guy.
Right?
You know? He was a D coordinator. So I honestly don't know how much goes on behind the scenes, but I do know at practice, Kalani will spend a lot of his time with us.
He'll walk over and go, I know a little something about these guys.
Yeah. Which is awesome. I mean, especially with the backers. Like, back in 2020, I think he was, with us a bunch. That was the year I got hurt. Like,
right.
He was coaching the backers, mm-hmm. which was awesome. I mean, he knows so much. He's such a
– Well, when your head coach is, invested, you got to feel good about that.
Oh, you feel great. It's fantastic.
Has it felt bigger, the program, just in the last 10 months? I mean, this time last year, we were just kind of talking about another year of independence. Here we go.
Yeah.
BYU gets the nod to go into the Big 12. Have you felt that difference? Not just because people say the word Big 12 a lot, but have you felt it around man, we feel bigger as a program here?
I do, especially with this media day. I mean, I feel like there's – I mean, here media-wise, I feel like we're getting more press. But then within the program too, I mean, we've made massive changes, which have been huge. We're finally getting funded like a big-time program, and, it's been a blessing to be part of it.
So, it says you're an Eagle Scout.
Your boy's an Eagle Scout. I am an Eagle Scout.
I bet per capita, you got more Eagle Scouts on this freaking roster.
How much does that mean to you? Actually, how much did your mother actually do?
That's a good question.
Because I'm an Eagle Scout, too.
Hey,
okay?
Hey.
And so my mom, she got the big badge. I got the little.
We're fellow nest brothers.
Yes,
then.
Exactly. Yes.
I love that.
We get to sit up in the nest whenever called upon.
Here's the thing. Gosh. I mean, yeah.
How about you, Carrie? You an Eagle Scout?
Got to life, and then I got a life.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, oh, that's funny.
That's kind of the direction I went. I told my parents, I said, because we moved like mid, you know, like when I was in high school, and I said, listen, I'm okay with this move. I will never go to Scouts again. That's the deal, right? And they were like, fine, we'll be okay with it. Yeah, like no regrets.
So does it matter to you, or is it just
honestly
kinda,
no? Yeah. I'm gonna keep it real. Like, I mean, it's great. Like, I'm happy it's on the resume, but.
Right. It's on there.
Yeah. And I had great memories at scout camps, you know, blowing stuff up.
Yes.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Now this I was a part of, yes.
Oh, yeah, blowing up the porta-potties. Like, that was the best.
Throwing off can of the fire? Please don't do it.
You never had porta-potties. It was just
the best.
It's just the latrine you got to dig out there. I mean, this is a stacked crew, and obviously last year, by the end of the year, you know, it's nice to go 5-0 against the Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
And it was nice.
Yeah.
And it wore out. It wore you guys down to the point where it was like, I mean, everybody was hanging by a thread in that USC game.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely – it was – you could tell. So that depth fell off, and that's something, of course, that Kalani preaches a lot now. Being able to get in the Big 12, I think, helps. But you guys feel like the depth is there to be able to say – we can last further than we did last year in terms of trying to stay, you know, healthy.
I do. I agree with that. And it's you see it right now. I feel like we're honestly, like, with our defense, like, we're just trying to figure out how we're going to get the best 11 guys on the field. And, you know, when there's, like, 18, 21 guys that I feel like should be starters. You know what I'm saying? So
That's a really good place
to be. Yeah, it's a good place to be, obviously. You know, it's like you want to make sure everyone's getting equal reps and just going out there giving it their all, right? So it's gonna be a good year. I'm excited.
Did you guys have a lot of 1v1 in spring?
Was there
a lot of looks? What's Jaren look like on the other side? I mean, when you see him across there and you go, this might be the best quarterback we face all year, this guy in practice.
Yeah. No, and I love that. And it's like, you know, you practice against that, and then it just gives you confidence going into games. But, yeah, Jaren is he's a stud. I love how he's just a commander, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll always make the right read, the right play. You know, he's not going to do anything dumb. So that's what I love most about him. It's hard because, you know, I'm trying to pick him off, right? I'm trying to get an interception, but it's tough. The boy always makes the right
yeah,
play.
That's his number one thing. We interviewed him all last year every week, and he was like, I got to make sure and take care of the football.
For sure.
And that's like it. All these guys get drilled in. You throw a pick.
He's such a dual threat, you know, his ability to run is probably as good as anyone in college football. I mean, he's a talent.
Well, how difficult
is that? You want to keep him on the field. So it's just that balance of, you know, when does he run and where does he run and how does he run.
From a defensive standpoint, like when you see that and you go, oh, gosh, we have to worry about both of those things. Is it really like, do you feel like, nah, that's not, it's more, people freak out about that more, or do you look at it and go, that is hard to deal with?
Oh, so hard to deal with. When you got a dual threat like that, like, everyone's dropped into coverage, you know, but you gotta be aware of him running down 15 yards down the field, making a guy miss, you know, turn it into a big game. But, like, for example, in practice, like, he's trying to work on his craft with his check downs, right? Like, he's trying to look downfield. Like, he doesn't scramble a whole bunch unless he absolutely has to.
Yeah.
So it's like, just for me as a defensive guy, like, watching him out there play on game day, like, you know, I can see why it gives other defenses fits, because so tough to defend.
So he stays a little bit more buttoned up in the week because you're working on stuff.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
In the game, it's like, I'd hate to be those dudes.
Exactly.
So you talk about having, you know, the defense is deeper, more depth. Offense is really good. There's a lot of expectation for a good year this year. What is a good year for you guys? I mean, what is your expectation, and what will be acceptable and what will be a disappointment?
Yeah, for us, I'm gonna, you know, for me, what I want, and I think what a lot of team wants is to go undefeated and then obviously, going to the college football playoffs would be amazing, but getting to a big-time New Year's Six Bowl as
well. Do you guys talk about that? Like, legitimately, like, saying, hey, we want to go.
Sit up in the weight room or anything?
We feel like we're a team that play in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, we talk about it, especially when we have our player-run meetings.
Do you really?
Like, the leaders will bring it up.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
I mean, you're never going to get there unless you believe it.
Yeah, you got to speak into existence. So manifest it.
Scott's a big fan. He's like, I hate when these teams get in there and go, oh, I'll just
sell yourself
to a bowl.
Short.
It's like, come on, let's aim big.
Shoot for the moon.
Even if it's wild. All right, Ben Bywater, BYU linebacker, 100% healthy going into the season, looking good. You guys get some time off before camp. Stay healthy, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right,
appreciate
good luck to you.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.